This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This week's show features news of the upcoming catchable trout season. And even though many of the federally maintained access areas at our core lakes are closed, or at least temporarily closed, we've got some pretty good fishing at those locations. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, it must indeed be autumn, because we're beginning to talk about the annual catchable trout season. Trout fishing enthusiasts will be returning to their favorite fishing holes at 5 a.m. on October 19th. In hopes of landing a few of these popular and hard-fighting fish. Now, Department of Natural Resources personnel feel that fishing is a great family activity, and the fall trout season is a great opportunity to take the kids fishing. In addition, the catchable trout program is very popular at all of the stocking locations. This year, it features 43 ponds and lakes throughout the state. And in recent years, some 75,000 trout were stocked at these various locations just prior to the opening, and this year, we're expecting about the same number again. And as we mentioned, the catchable trout season is temporarily closed at these locations from October 1st until the opener on 5 a.m. October 19th. Now, take a trip to any of these catchable trout sites and you'll see our anglers take a different approach to trout fishing. Here, many anglers prefer to use simple spinning or a spin cast gear. You see they all catch fish. You don't necessarily need the high-dollar trout gear. You'll see relatively few Illinois trout anglers fishing with hand-tied flies. Night crawlers and mealworms seem to work as well as about anything at these locations. And anglers typically find the action fast and furious. However, there are days when the fishing is a bit slower, and during those days it does catch a little bit longer to catch a limit of fish, but veteran anglers realize that with a little bit of effort and determination you can still bring home your trout. Now, local sites participating in the program include Beaver Dam State Lake in Macoupin County, Saloma Springs State Park in Adams County, the Highland Old City Lake in Madison County, and the main lake at Frank Holden State Park in St. Clair County. Anglers are advised that the trout fishing is again available this fall at the Greenville Old City Lake through Patriots Park Lake, located at Bond County. And additional sites included in the trout season are Jones Park Lake and Willow Lake at Peabody River King State Fish and Wildlife Area, both in St. Clair County, the Southwind Park and Washington Park in Springfield. Now, to legally take the trout from these catchable trout areas, anglers must possess a valid Illinois fishing license and a 2013 inland trout stamp. Only those persons under 16 years of age, blind or disabled, or Illinois residents on leave from the armed forces are exempt from the license and stamp requirements. The inland trout stamps sell for $6.50 and are available at sporting goods dealers and other vendors located near the various trout sites. Stamps may also be purchased at any DNR regional office. The daily catch limit for each angler is 5 trout per day. For more information on sites that are in our area, you might give the Alton Regional DNR office a call at 618-462-1181. And once again, fishing licenses and trout stamps are available at all locations where fishing licenses are sold. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Come back and look at fishing at each of Illinois' 3 large core lakes right after these messages. Illinois Deer Processing in Carlinville is downstate Illinois' deer processing specialist. Among the favorites are Bacon Burger and What Isn't Better with Bacon. Breakfast sausage, a variety of snack sticks and sausage, including regular jalapeno and cheese and other flavors. And don't forget the jerky, pastrami, roast au jus, bologna, bratwurst, summer sausage, and much more. That's Illinois Deer Processing, 201 Mount Street in Carlinville. Open 7 days a week, all season long, featuring a rapid completion of your order.
Call 217-854-2455 or 556-3871.
Okay, we're back. And as we mentioned, we've got some great fishing at each of Illinois' 3 large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. And while all the federal boat launch areas are closed or were closed due to government shutdown, the state parks at each lake are open. And at Carlisle Lake, for instance, that includes the Hazlet State Park, where the Allen Branch and Apache boat ramps remain open for launching access. And as we mentioned, the fishing has been good. And the main lake at Carlisle, catfish are rated good. Bank fishermen are using cheese baits, night crawlers, and cut shad. shad, boaters are doing very well drifting with bait shrimp. And the crappie bite, rated very good. They're being fished anywhere from 2 to 3 foot deep, depending on the day. Minnows seem to be doing the best, but some are also finding success using tube jigs and other types of jigs. You just need to fish around any submerged structure. And the white bass action, rated very good. Huge whites are being taken off the rocks right now. Shore fishermen and those fishing the banks are using inline spinners such as Panther Martins or Vibrix coupled with curly-tailed jigs, and that has been a hot ticket right now. In the spillway area, the water level is low. Federal access to the spillway is closed due to the government shutdown, but fishing in the river still remains open to the public. However, you must park and walk in. The catfish bite, rated very good. Catfish are back to being active since the recent drop. Many nice-sized catfish have been caught in recent days. And the crappie bite, rated good. Nice-sized crappie being caught recently in the river. And the white bass bite, quite good. Inline spinners and tube jigs are curly tails tied about a foot and a half above a spinner, producing some of the better catches. At Lake Shelbyville, more good crappie action reported. The water temperatures here are bouncing all over the place, and they're running anywhere from the mid-60s to the lower 70s. When this happens, the fish begin to move shallow, and anglers are catching some very nice fish under a slip bobber with a medium-sized minnow set at about 30 inches deep. They're catching both nice-sized crappie and largemouth bass doing this. You can fish the down trees in both the main lakes and coves. You must locate the shad to find an area with large concentrations of fish, however. And it's getting right for the really big crappie bite now. The next few weeks should bring some very good crappie action to Lake Shelbyville. The white bass, they're turning on too, but with the crappie bite as good as it is, most anglers are using minnows and jigs and fishing for the crappie. In fact, the crappie is going to get so good, many anglers have put away their white bass rods until the season ends, and we'll start seeing more of them as well. I think you'll start seeing anglers switching over to white bass as these fall days continue to cool the water. We'll see also some very nice catfish coming in from Lake Shelbyville, and the bass bite, it too, has been good. So good action to be found there as well. At Wren Lake in the state's southern reaches, the crappie bite is rated good. Summer pattern still in place, but things are beginning to change very quickly. The water is cooling, and fall fishing for crappie can be incredible on Wren Lake. In October, the fish go into a sort of feeding frenzy and fatten up for the winter, and lots of fish are being caught, and more being caught almost every day. Currently, most of these fish are coming from the stake beds and brush piles in anywhere from 5 to 14 feet of water. As the water's cool, however, these fish will move into shallowers along places like under the bridges, along the rocks, and lay down trees. And the catfish bite at Rend, it's also rated very good. Main Lake drifting continues to be the most popular technique. The key is playing the wind and letting it push you across the lake. Most anglers are using cut shad, leeches, shrimp, or night crawlers, but all types of commercial baits are working as well. The bass bite is a bit slow, but improving almost daily. There are a few being caught on crankbaits and shaky head worms. The corners of the Sailboat Harbor Bridge has been a hot spot in recent days to cast crankbaits. And the bluegill bite, still fair to good. Pretty good numbers of these fish still being caught from shallow water and along the rocks. Regular old worms seem to be working as good as anything. Some of the hot spots have been under the Gun Creek Bridge and the Sailboat Harbor Bridge, and more good action to be reported as time moves on. So we've got some great fishing to be had, as well as a trout fishing opener coming up this coming Saturday. Lots of things happening on the outdoor scene. And that wraps things up for this week. Please join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.